We want to take a quick look at some announcements. If anybody needs to make an announcement, come on up at this time. Just want to take note that next Sunday there will be no Sunday school, but there is a sharing service, so please come prepared to share what God lays on your heart. Otherwise, take note of all the items in the bulletin. Service this evening, candlelight service beginning at 7:30. As a Sunday school, we want to say a very big, heartfelt thank you to Luke Clausen. He has once again written our Sunday school program. You're going to love it. He's put much time and heart and prayer and love into it. He has directed it. He's made it fun for the children and for the teachers. And we are really thankful. So can we give Luke a It's a great joy to work with you, Luke. And it's a great joy when people use their giftings. And clearly, that's what you're doing. You're using your giftings for the King. We also want to thank Kathy, who is our fearless song leader all through the year. She's done a fantastic job with the children. And Josh has been our accompanist. Thank you to them as well. We have an amazing array of teachers who are dedicated and a great joy to work with. Jesse and John in the back in the sound booth, thank you for your help as well. This morning we want to ponder the reason Jesus came to earth as a baby. Without the babe in the manger, there would be no Savior on a cross, no empty tomb. God sent his Son to this earth to save us from our sins and to make a way for us to be reconciled to him. Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves each and every one of us so dearly. We want to celebrate that this morning in a special way. Will you bow with me in prayer? Father, thank you for your deep, deep love for us. Thank you for making a way for us to be reconciled to you. We celebrate the beginning of our salvation story in the birth of this baby in the manger. We thank you for your great love. We want to tell you that we love you too. May you be honored every moment of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. It's Christmas Eve. For our first song, we're going to sing one we've sung right from the very beginning of Advent. We sing every year, O Come Emmanuel. But since we sing it every year, since it's got a lot of words, since we've sung it for years and years, I thought we'd start off by just reading the verses so we kind of remember exactly what we're singing again. So if you'll work with me here. How about we all read the first verse together, I'll read the second verse, we can all read the third verse, etc., and then we'll sing them all. So if they're on the text, or in your hymnal, number 111. O come, Emmanuel, ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee. O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Please stand. Let's sing them all. Let's sing the verses in unison, breaking into harmony for the refrains. Be seated.
Now invite the grades 7 and 8 students to do our Advent reading and lighting of the candles.
Let us listen to the words from Luke 1.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he looks with favor on the lowliness of his servants.
Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." We lit the first candle, announcing this as a season of preparation, to receive the story anew, to return to wonder and adoration.
We lit the second candle, remembering John the Baptist, who came out of the wilderness challenging all the people with his message of repentance.
We lit the third candle, remembering how Jesus used the words of Isaiah the prophet, announcing that his mission was to proclaim liberty to all who are oppressed in any way.
Today we light the fourth candle as a reminder of the angel's words to Mary. Do not be afraid. We remember Mary's song and praise, as well as obedience when she replied, "Let it be to me according to your word."
The ushers can come up for the offering.
Shouldn't be here tonight. It doesn't seem quite right. Here where the cattle sleep, here where they keep their sheep, here in the mud and blood and hay, how could you end up in this place? Shouldn't be here tonight. It doesn't seem quite right. Here where the shots ring out, where everything's burning now, where there's 100 words for pain, how could you end up in this place? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, love for us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, born into the longest nights. Emmanuel. You shouldn't be here tonight. It doesn't seem quite right. Here where the hurt is deep, here where the wounded weep, where there's so much we cannot say, how can you show up in this place? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, love for us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, born into the longest nights. Emmanuel. in this garden starry night, in our aching, crying nights, in this trembling, tender moment, before we see the light dawn. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, love for us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, born into the longest nights. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, love for us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, born into the longest nights. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel.
Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful song. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Emmanuel, we thank you. Born into the longest night, because you love us. And all we can say is thank you. Father, we thank you for this church family, for those who have come from far to be at home. Thank you that they could be here. For those who are still far away and their families miss them, we pray your blessing on those far away and on their families here. For those who grieve and mourn and struggle and hurt, we lift them to you and ask for special tender care. Thank you for the children. Bless them, Lord, as they share the good news today. We offer our offerings to you today and pray that they would further your kingdom. We thank you that you are here among us. And we just want to say again, Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand and sing together number 115 in the hymnal, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, Born to Set Thy People Free.
Time came for the baby to be born. Gave birth, firstborn to God.
Last time on BMC Sunday School Productions, the angels of the... Oh my goodness.
The angels of the heavenly host. It's okay, you got this.
Last time at BMC Sunday School Productions, the angels of the heavenly host discovered that Jesus was going to earth as a human baby boy. To their utter shock and amazement, Jesus was born in the stable rather than a palace, and only a small number of people were told of his arrival. Today, archangels Gabriel and Raphael return to the scene of his birth and discover the true purpose of Jesus' gift.
I still can't get over the fact that Jesus didn't make a big announcement to the whole world before he came. I mean, who even knows about this?
Well, let's see. I told Mary and Joseph in advance, and Elizabeth and Zechariah. The choir told those four shepherds over there. That makes 8. 9 if you count the donkey.
8 people know that Jesus is right here in this barn in a first century diaper?
Don't forget those people the shepherds told.
That's true. That still leaves everybody who doesn't live in Bethlehem.
Maybe it'll just take a little time. Twitter won't be invented for 2,000 years, you know.
I just think we'd be doing a lot more to spread the news. Hang on a second. Did Jesus even say why he was coming?
Now that you mention it, no, he didn't.
Do you remember the message you gave Mary?
Of course, I memorize all messages I send. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. At least that's how it goes in the NIV.
The NIV?
I also memorize all future translations of my messages. They tend to get a lot of media coverage.
So, Jesus is going to be a king here on earth with a throne and crown and everything. It doesn't seem like him to me, to be honest.
That Herod guy they've got these days could sure use a replacement.
Don't I know it, but that doesn't seem like that's going to happen anytime soon. He's just a baby after all.
I'm glad to tell the good news to all those people.
But we just couldn't stay away. We had to come back to see Jesus.
Looks like the action's just about over.
I guess it's back to the flocks for us.
Hi, guys. Oh, don't be afraid or anything. We were just wondering if you remembered what the angel said to you guys. You know, the one who appeared to you before.
It would be hard to forget that.
Weren't you the one who gave us that message?
No, a classic mistake. We angels of the Lord are often mistaken for each other.
Anyway, they said a Savior had been born to us,
that we would find him in a manger.
A Savior? Huh? That sounds a lot like a Jesus move.
A Savior from what, I wonder?
I had been waiting my whole life for this day. God told me that I wouldn't die until I saw the Christ, and today he came. Can you imagine getting a promise like that, that you wouldn't die until something incredible happened?
Hello, Simeon.
I got this part. Do not be afraid. Go ahead.
I'm Raphael, and this is Gabriel. We were just wondering whether you knew about what happened this week.
Anna, come on over here. There's some angels here
to talk with us. Anna also saw their Christ earlier this week.
Hi, guys.
You're not afraid or anything, are you?
Nope.
Not even a little bit?
Not really. I do a lot of praying. I know things.
What do you even do if they're not afraid? The whole rhythm gets messed up.
I would have to check with the policy department. It has something to do with peals of thunder and bolts of lightning. Anyway, Anna, we were just wondering whether you knew more about what happened this week.
This week? Oh, yeah, the temple foosball tournament. The Sadducees got whooped in the quarterfinals versus the scribes. I'm messing with you. Of course. The Christ came this week, and we were all very excited. All but blew the foosball tournament out of the water, to be honest.
So what do you know about him?
Well, the coming of the Christ has been prophesied by men of God for hundreds of years. Our ancestor Jacob said he would come from the tribe of Judah. And the prophet Micah said he would be born in Bethlehem. And Isaiah said he would live in Nazareth. We've been waiting hundreds of years.
Why do you call him the Christ?
It means Savior.
A Savior? Huh? That sounds a lot like what the shepherd said.
Are we nearly there yet?
Yes, actually.
Finally. I'm exhausted. If I had known how far Israel was, I would have suggested we bring our camels.
I did suggest we bring our camels, but someone thought it was a good idea to walk all the way from Persia in sandals.
I think this is the house. Hello?
Hi, you don't know us, but we heard the King of Jews had been born. We wanted to bring some gifts. Here.
What do you say, Jesus? Hey.
I heard a rumor that some astrologers were coming to Jesus' place today. They're really smart. They might know why Jesus came.
Hello! Do not be afraid.
And I'm back. Tourists always have the bigger reaction.
We are angels of the Lord.
So what brings you out to Israel?
We read the stars. They said that the King of the Jews was going to be born right here in Bethlehem.
See, we believe that Jesus is going to be a savior for all people, not just people in Israel.
Everybody keeps saying that. He will be a savior. A savior from what? Hey, why don't we ask Jesus' parents? Maybe they know something about it.
Hey, Joseph, Mary, we were just wondering if either of you knew why Jesus came.
Well, an angel told me.
Wait, weren't you that angel that gave that message?
No, that was Hank from Damage Control, remember?
All right.
What?
Never mind.
The angel told me that Jesus will save his people from their sins.
From their sins? Huh?
Yeah, sins. Those are the things that separate us from God.
So if God wants to save people from the things that separate them from him, then...
Then Jesus came to bring humanity close to him. It all makes so much sense now. Thanks, Joseph, Mary. You may have invented a new holiday.
Oh, how about Jesus Day?
How about Christmas?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
That's just a song you got to move to. That was so well done. Thank you. Thank you to the children for sharing of the joy of this story and for entering into that with lots of enthusiasm. It's usually not the thing that we clap for the producer before we start, but I think we should do it again after it's finished. Yes. And again, thank you to the teachers and musicians, and thank you to the children. Thank you so much for your participation, for the memorizing of the lines, for your acting, your singing, and for sharing the story. This great story of why did Jesus come? Why was that important? And you can't say it any better than what was said, for God so loved the world that God gave an only Son. All those who believe will not perish but have eternal life. Let's bow to pray. Lord, we do thank you for your great love for this world, for all its people, for each one of us. Thank you that we've had the opportunity to celebrate this morning through the eyes of the children, through the words that were so spoken, through the songs that were sung. We give you thanks for this great story that you had invited all of us to enter into and to share together with you, to spread the news and to share the joy. May the Lord bless you today and always. Amen. I'm going to invite the children to go back to your Sunday school rooms while the congregation sings a final song. Okay?
Awesome, that was great. For our final song, please everybody stand. Let's sing number 119 in the hymnal, O How Shall I Receive Thee? Go in peace.